KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The DA in Etegwini has filed complaints with the Human Rights Commission and the Public Protector over what it's calling the neglect of a group of flood victims evicted from a Durban hotel. The displaced families, among them children and the elderly, spent a cold night on the pavements last week after the Department of Human Settlements failed to pay for their accommodation at the Bayside Hotel. They were moved to another temporary accommodation in Umbilo. DA Etegwini caucus leader Thabani Mthethwa believes the city should have made sure the 170 people are taken care of while the provincial department seeks a permanent solution.
The investigation that we are triggering here is for the Human Rights Commission and the Public Protector to investigate and ascertain whether there were human rights violations in the manner that the issue with regards to flood victims has been handled by the municipality. But we're not saying only the municipality and all relevant departments that are supposed to be taking this into account.
The provincial department announced over the weekend that it had spent over 30 million rand to buy the Montclair Lodge in the south of Durban to house the victims. But Mthethwa today told reporters in Durban that it's not a well-thought-out solution.
2 or 3 months ago, the Provincial Department of Public Works donated for free 3 buildings to the municipality. We do believe that those buildings should be utilized and be renovated so that they are habitable. People are able to use those buildings as permanent accommodation if there's a need. We don't need to go and buy new buildings. The city owns hundreds of buildings that are unused. So that expenditure could be used for something else. I think it's all about priorities and proper planning from where we are sitting.
Deputy Police Minister Polly Bushielo says they expect more arrests in the murder case of an 11-year-old Gauteng boy. Jaden Lee Meek's body was found in May outside his Johannesburg West home, hours after returning from school. His 31-year-old mother, Tiffany Meek, appeared in the Roodepoort Magistrates Court this morning. She's expected to apply for bail on Friday as police investigations continue.
We don't believe that this crime was committed by one person.
Business Leadership South Africa says the new commission into alleged political interference in police investigations must avoid the delays and inaction seen with previous inquiries like the Zondo Commission into state capture. The organization says it welcomes the appointment of Acting Deputy Chief Justice Mbuyiseli Madlanga to lead the process. It's called for those undermining law enforcement to be suspended and the commission's findings to lead to real consequences. President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the commission of inquiry last night after KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi made damning claims against some senior police officials and the police minister. Minister Senzo Mqunu has taken a leave of absence. And France's First Lady has taken her case against two women over claims she used to be a man to the highest appeals court. A lower Paris appeals court let them off on Thursday, overturning earlier convictions against the two women for spreading false claims that went viral online. Brigitte Macron filed a libel complaint against them after they posted a YouTube video in December 2021, alleging that she had once been a man who is actually her brother. A lower court in September last year ordered the two women to pay damages to her. Her lawyer says her brother, too, is taking the matter to the highest appeals court. The top story this hour, the DA in Etegwini has filed complaints with the Human Rights Commission and the Public Protector over what it's calling the neglect of a group of flood victims evicted from a Durban hotel last week. Follow East Coast Radio Newswatch on WhatsApp to get the latest news. For news